Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard. I split.
Yay, well, I'm excited. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What's new? I can tell you look pregnant. Like, you look like your lips are more pregnant or something. Does that sound weird? That sounds weird. Should have thought that through.
I look really terrible right now.
How do you feel? Do you feel, like, super pregnant?
I do feel pretty pregnant, but I still have so much more to go, so, you know.
Okay.
I have like 13 weeks left.
How are you doing with that?
Good. I'm excited.
Okay. Wow. That's so good. What a difference.
I know. What a journey we've been on together.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So do you have like a place ready? Are you nesting?
Nope.
When does that kick in?
You know, I don't really know. We're sort of in, we're going to add a third bedroom and second bathroom to our house before baby comes.
Wow.
This is what I do. We bought a house last time I was pregnant. So it's like we do major nesting.
Okay.
We don't just paint a room. We
get a new nest.
We remodel our
house. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what's wrong with us. So, I mean, we really need a second bathroom in this house. It's getting a little crazy.
Oh, you have just one bathroom?
A third. Yeah, just one bathroom.
Okay. We just recently did that because we remodeled one bathroom and then the other bathroom broke. And so we all were sharing the third bathroom.
I saw you complaining about it.
Oh, stop. Okay. I'm sorry. It really was bad. At one point, every single toilet was unable to be used. And I had to go down to the swimming pool. And I didn't pee in the pool, but I peed at the swimming pool restroom.
Yeah.
Because there was not a single one that was usable.
It's really, it's terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of using the bathroom outside, my kids this week are at this camp called, it's called Camp Carpenter. That doesn't really help you. It's like an adventure playground. Have you heard of those type of things where they actually build with saws and hammers?
How fun.
And they like build tree houses and it's really, really fun. But I picked them up yesterday at 3 o'clock and I had to pee super bad. I'm like, you guys, we've got it. We've got to go. I've got to get home. And Jonah says, well, they have a compost potty. You should just use that.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, no, thank you. I don't know what that is, but I'm assuming there's banana peels and egg.
I don't want to pee on my old dinner.
It's probably outside.
That's so funny. I can just imagine the insurance on a camp like that has got to be so expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. It's free for us to go. So I can't imagine. I mean, hopefully they have insurance.
Waiver. I was going to say you must have signed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, both my kids have gotten hurt this week, like bloody noses and bumps on their heads.
Oh, my goodness.
But they're just in like heaven.
That's so good.
I love it.
We need more of that. We don't let them do enough things like that, I don't think.
I know. It's really true. Free range parenting.
For 1 week.
With compost potties.
For 1 week a year.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so do you have a problem that we can solve for you?
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to not be solved today because I would like to gather
like that's
research
really negative.
From... I want to gather research from the listeners. I mean, I appreciate your solving too, I just think this is a problem that I would appreciate some input on from the masses.
Okay. Is it about pregnancy? Because I can't help you.
No, it's about kids.
Okay. There was, I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine and one of the girls on there was talking about a pregnant lady and she was just talking about how it was like crazy National Geographic ridiculousness, like giving birth. And I was like,
oh, I'm sure.
I feel that. Having never done it, I think it's weird. So go ahead.
I think it's weird. I've never given birth through the hoo-ha.
Okay. Tell us your problem. Okay.
All right. I don't know what stroller travel system to get.
Okay.
It's okay. So
what are you deciding between? First of all, do you do brand new or do you do a used one?
I'm up for either, honestly. I think I would probably get a brand new car seat, but I'm okay with the stroller being used.
It is illegal to buy it's illegal to sell a car seat. So I would not go with used either.
I figured. Either. Okay. Yeah. But a stroller's okay, right?
Oh, yeah. But
I feel like that's
with a car seat, if it's been in an accident, the structural integrity on the inside could be compromised and you wouldn't know it because on the outside it'd look fine. So, yeah. Now, are you looking for, you're not looking for a stroller for four children, are you?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I just want, here's what I'm looking for. I'm considering a jogging stroller just because I feel like that would make me look
your long history athletic. Of jogging. Yes.
Athletic. Yes. And you know, maybe I want to take up jogging
maybe
after the baby. Who knows? I think that should be an option.
Yes.
So I would like a jogging stroller that doesn't weigh a ton.
Okay.
Like when you fold it up, I want it to fold up with one hand.
Mm-hmm. In case you lose an arm. Way to plan ahead.
Yes, exactly. I want the car seat to clip right into the jogging or the stroller. I mean, I'm not 100% set on a jogging stroller. I just think, you know,
they're cool.
They give you an appearance of strength. So, it's something that I want the car seat to clip in. I don't want to like take out the jogging seat to put in the baby seat. You know what I mean? That's just too many attachments, too many things going on.
That would really limit your options, I think.
Those are pretty much the only things I'm looking for.
Okay.
I know, because I saw one today on Facebook Marketplace that was brand new and $70. But you have to take out the toddler seat every time you want to put in the baby seat, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I know I won't be using both seats at once, but I don't want that many pieces floating around my garage and my trunk. So
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of not having to take out the infant car seat. Because those things are heavy.
I know, but what if your baby's asleep after your 6-mile jog and you want to transfer him seamlessly into the car?
Well, you just get better at it. Just get better at the transfer. Practice with a bag of flour until the flour doesn't wake up anymore. I don't know. I had a juvie. Yeah, why did you want to look any further than me?
I just knew that you might have a favorite, but other people might have better favorites.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I did do this a long time ago, and I don't care that much about strollers and that stuff. But
so
mine
much
was
has come out.
And I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we both had. When was your last one a baby?
2012.
Okay. So mine was 2013. So.
And it was a two-person stroller. I liked that one.
Yes. I had a double stroller
that
then,
one.
Too. So I'm not looking for that. I would, however, like the option of one of those skateboard attachments for my 5-year-old.
Are you kidding me?
Like,
is that a thing?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what they're called. Gliders or
death traps.
Skateboards, death traps. But it just, I mean, my 5-year-old, I could see getting, actually all of them are pretty whiny when it comes to walking.
Oh my gosh, so. I know it. But when you ask them to go to bed, they want to jump on everything that they can find.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take them to the zoo and their legs stop working.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm definitely not the person for you. You were right about
that. But you had a juvie and you liked that?
I liked it because I could, like, turn it. The steering was super easy with one hand.
Yes. That's important.
It was really light as well and easy to put down.
But did the car seat attachment, could it go in the seat?
No, because I didn't want that. I wore him a lot.
You didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you were one of those.
Well, I think also with, I know. But I really liked it to have my hands free.
Yeah.
And yeah, adoption and attachment and all that business. So
I definitely love wearing my babies when they're little.
Yeah.
And tiny.
I wore him till he was 5. I'm just kidding. No. Okay.
No judgment zone. This is a no judgment zone.
I don't believe that. I don't feel it.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously, though.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that. But if you have everybody, go ahead and send your suggestions to Rebecca Smith online.
Yes, please.
She doesn't know what's happening, but it needs to have a skateboard.
I also would like it to cost $75 total.
Good. It's good. Okay. So speaking of costing things, so my dog bit 3 people.
I'm so sorry about this.
Finally bit my son in the face, causing a strange welt. It was almost like their heads collided, but my dog was also trying to bite him. It was a very weird knot / puncture. Very strange bite. Anyway, but I was the 3rd person he bit, and so, but the worst bite of all. Anyway, so he now, we're looking, well, we surrendered him back to the place we got him from, and they're looking for him a home without kids.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't recognize myself. I've become, like, I am obsessed with getting another dog. I am so sad. Just before you called, I saw a picture of a Great Pyrenees. I hadn't cried about the dog because I was just like, listen, we got it. Almost like kicked in. He's not safe to be in our house. He's got to go. So I didn't like feel any feelings about it, but I saw a picture of a Great Pyrenees and I just like started crying. And my husband's like, I can't be around this right now. Cause he really likes dogs too. We all just have become, I was the holdout and now I'm a dog person, but the cute little puppies that are, I really don't want the shedding. So I'm going to hold up because he was a Great Pyrenees and there was nothing but white hair everywhere in our lives. So I really, since we have a chance to have a new start, I'm going to do a start with very little dog hair. But they're like $1,800. So I'm looking for a $75 designer dog.
Purebred. Right.
I don't care. I just don't want it to. I want it to be some kind of a doodle so that it doesn't shed. But I found one and it's hysterical. It's called, oh my gosh. So it's a Newfie. Newfie doodle? No, I'm not sure that's right. It's a Newfoundland. I don't even know anything about that dog. And a poodle. Newfie poo. That's what it's called. It's a Newfie poo. And I can't even get over how adorable that name is.
That is really cute. I don't even think you need a name for the dog. You just call it Newfie poo.
That's what, like, I was telling my husband. Like, it's already named.
Right.
Newfie poo. So anyway.
Do you think, though, that maybe you should move first before you get settled before you get another dog?
Yes.
Or do you just like to bring chaos into your life?
Well, okay. Apparently I do. But also, breaking news, we decided we're going to stay where we're at.
What?
So we're not moving. But now I have a new bathroom, which is great, I guess.
That's amazing. I feel like when I see people remodeling their house to sell, I'm like, shoot, you should have done that 2 years ago. So you could have enjoyed it before you sold it. So,
yeah, I think I would have done it a little different if I knew we were going to stay, but it's fine. It's going to be, it's really good. It's still good. And I think if I had like the bathroom of my dreams, it would be ridiculously expensive. So this is fine. It's good. Anyway, but we decided we just felt like we're going to stay. I feel like I cause my neighbor friends trauma every year or so when I'm like, we're moving. And I always like, it always comes out at like the 4th of July barbecue, or we had this like flower crown thing that they do every year. And I was like, we're moving. Anyway, so dumb. I feel like a junior high girl trying to get attention, but I'm not. I feel terrible about it and I don't want to talk about it.
So I can't ask follow-up questions.
No, you can. I'm just saying I don't want to talk about it with them because we're always like moving or just about to move or just decided not to move.
I mean, it's a good way. Like, you should at least let them throw you the going away party first and then change your mind.
I'm doing it wrong. You're right.
Yeah, right. You need to wait longer.
Okay.
Before you do it.
That's good.
But
so yeah, we're staying. You know. So that's why I think since we're staying, we need to get a Newfie poo. That's what we
need. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes more sense. I'm not as worried about you now. When I saw that picture of you with a puppy on Instagram, And I knew you were like remodeling your bathroom and moving, and then you bring a new puppy into the mix. It's like, Emily, you're not struggling well.
No, we definitely didn't get the puppy.
Yeah. But it was cute though. Was that a Newfie Poo?
Not a Newfie Poo.
No.
I don't even, that was a like Havanese or some kind of, I don't know, something teeny. A Newfie Poo is gigantic.
Really?
They call them the king of the doodle. Because they're so...
That is not how I envision a Newfie Poo.
Well, because I think the Newfoundland, I don't even... That seems like such a strange word to call a dog. Anyway...
Because that's a country, right? Is that a country?
Yeah, but like, I don't even know, but it's a big dog.
Okay.
So put that with a poo.
Poodle, yeah. With a poodle, yeah. Specifically. Not just poo.
Not just poo.
However, that will happen.
No. But also what we like about this guy is that he's not a puppy. Because we've had a puppy we don't really want. We've decided on a hypoallergenic designer dog that's super cheap and not a puppy.
I love that you're calling it a designer dog. I've never heard that phrase before.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, no.
I've only heard purebred. Is it the same thing?
I don't even know. I don't even care. I don't care about that. Right. I just want not to shed.
You just... want a designer dog.
No, I don't. That's why I think I'm saying it, because it feels so stupid. But I also know quality of life for me is not to sweep every day.
Right. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway. So you're getting a grown adult, potentially.
I'm hoping, but it's one of those things where I had to apply to get him, to adopt him, and they, like, have 27 people want this Newfie Poo. So they're like, oh, are you a good fit for the Newfie Poo?
Well, did you tell him you have a podcast?
Well, it did work for you with that. Whatever.
It's what?
That, you know, you got your extra chicken from shipped.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Maybe you could call on my behalf and say, I don't even know if you know. She needs a Snoopy Poo.
Oh, will do.
Oh, man. Okay. So I saw that you asked for some problems from your people. You decided to help out. That was really good.
I did. Yes. My people have lots of problems because I only posted like 15 minutes ago and they came flooding in. They were waiting for me to ask.
Well, all right. Well, why don't we, let's just take turns.
Okay. Back to the old way we used to do this.
Oh my gosh. This is so vintage.
It is. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. So number one. Okay, so Nova's mama on Instagram says her kids, she has four of them, and they're, I don't know, like three-ish all the way up to 10, and they won't go to bed. I think she has five kids, but four of them have beds upstairs. They won't go upstairs by themselves ever.
Yes.
Okay, and so she said the 10-year-old will go upstairs by himself if he runs and sings Carol of the Bells. I thought that was adorable.
That's so cute.
Anyway, so how do you get your kids to go upstairs by themselves?
Beat them all the way up with a baseball bat.
Make downstairs the place with the baseball bat. So they always want to be upstairs.
Threaten them. Yeah.
So they don't have two stories. So I don't know. So you take it away.
We have this problem. My three kids will not go on a different level than us. Because they're too scared. So don't know where we went wrong in life with this, what they're scared of.
So you don't know, nothing bad happened up there?
No. Not that I know of. I think it's just, I don't know, we're amazing parents and they don't, you know, want to be away from us. They've gotten a little bit better because I'll try to send them up by twos. So... I don't know. She's probably tried that. If they go together with another sibling.
Yeah, they'll go only with another person. So she's just trying to break them of that because it's annoying to have them always needing another person.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know.
I just figure they're going to grow out of it eventually. Hopefully he's not going to be like 18 and graduating high school and still won't go upstairs. Or we just need to buy a ranch. One level.
Right. That's another reason why we decided not to sell our house.
Yeah, you do have that. Courtyard. How would you find that again with your designer dog?
The Newfie Poo needs a courtyard.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you like the one level?
I don't want stairs. No, I don't. Yeah. And honestly, when you go upstairs and then it's all creaky up there, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm anti a creaky floor. I am anti creak in general. It's a weird thing about me. If I sit on a chair and it's creaky, I'm like, I'm out of here. I don't know. know why. I hate when things creak.
Do you feel like they're going to break, or is it just the sound you can't stand?
The sound. And the feeling of the creaking. I'm not afraid of it breaking. I hope it breaks, then we can get rid of it. I remember when I first started this podcast, my chair creaked.
Oh, no. Oh,
man, that only lasted a minute, and I had to, because I was editing out a million creaks.
Right.
Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to tell you all that.
Let's hope you don't get old and your knees creak. I don't know what you'll do to yourself.
Oh, man, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, so those are my, I mean, I think they'll grow out of it, so you'll miss it someday. Isn't that what we're just supposed to say to all the, like, problems we have with our kids? Someday we'll miss them crawling in our beds. Someday we'll miss them pooping on the floor. Probably not that one.
And but all the sass and back talk and the eye rolling. I'm going to miss that someday.
When they're not in your house, you might.
You know, I doubt it, but we'll see. Talk to me in 20 years. Okay, did you go? Did you talk about one? No, that was mine.
I haven't yet.
Okay, you go.
Okay, don't mind the sound quality. I have to check my phone for it, which is what I'm on. Hold on. I'll just do the gist of it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say your name because I don't know.
By the way, I did, and I messed up something for someone last time. Whoops.
Oh, yikes. We'll have to refund those.
It's okay. 25 cents is coming back to you.
Okay, so this is about a wedding etiquette. Okay, so get your mind into the wedding zone.
Okay.
Her husband and her were both in the wedding party of a good friend. So both of them in the wedding party. It's a destination wedding, and it's costing them $4,000
to get
there. And now she says they're having a buck and doe, which what the heck is that? Do you know what a buck and doe is? And they're asking them to buy the alcohol as prizes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm assuming it's like a, you know, the party that you have before. I can't even remember what that's called. Bachelorette
party? Like a bachelorette?
I guess.
Okay. Well, then she goes on to say there's extravagant weekend away bachelor and bachelorette parties. So buck and doe must be separate from.
I am Googling.
But similar, because that makes sense. A buck and a doe are like a female and a male deer. So.
Yes.
Okay. So there's the buck and doe. They are asked to buy alcohol, extravagant weekend away bachelor and bachelorette parties, multiple bridal showers. She was kind of expecting that the other events would be scaled back because the wedding itself is already costing the guests and the bridal party so much. So basically she's like, I don't want bitterness in the friendship, but I also don't want to go broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, hold it. I'm still back at what is a buck and doe party? Some people call them stag and doe parties. Or Jack and Jill parties. It says
is it a party together?
It says they're pretty common. Well, not to us. Okay. It is a fundraiser for engaged couples. You know who needs a fundraiser? This friend.
The wedding party. Yeah.
Okay. You pay an admission, $10 to $15. You play games designed to make money for the couple getting married.
This is ridiculous.
Coin toss games, dollar dances, raffles. And then they have to pay for that too. So not only are they making money? They're making her pay money.
Right. That's too much. Prizes.
Well, I mean, okay, you're pretty good friends if they're going to ask you to do all this. So maybe you say, listen, we just legit can't do it. Why don't you charge money and use that money for the alcohol?
Right. Oh. I can't imagine asking my friends to do, even pay for a ticket to a destination wedding. It'd be like my family.
I felt bad asking my bridesmaids. They wore J. Crew dresses and they were really expensive. I mean, they were like $100. It was like 15 years ago, but I still felt bad like asking them to buy a dress.
I know.
Because we were like in college, right? So it was.
Right. Well, anytime. Weddings are so different than they were when we got married.
Wow.
Back in the day before smartphones and Pinterest.
I know.
I mean, I think you're right, though. She just needs to be honest with her friend.
I mean, and but just say, know. Like, this is what we've already laid out. This is as much as we can do.
Yeah. I mean, $4,000 just to get to the... She better not be buying her a wedding present, too. That's out of the question.
No. Well, and also, it's not like if you do this, the friendship won't be strained. Like, if you just go ahead and pay for the alcohol and do all the things, like, you're always going to have that in the back of your head.
You're
going to
feel bitter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you've got to talk about it. Because then if you don't do it, then she might be frustrated.
Right.
That's a lot to ask somebody to do. I feel like that's a little bit crazy, but maybe that's just me.
I know. I
maybe
feel
I'm
really
poor
bad
and
for...
old, but...
Yeah, we are that too, but... But it's still, wow. I mean, it's even sounding outrageous to her, so...
Yeah, I would definitely talk about it.
Yep. I think that's the only way to do it.
Okay. Okay, so there's a girl named Veggie Lawyer. She okay. is a full-time...
Veggie, like vegetable?
Yes.
Okay.
She's a full-time working mom, and she comes home. She has two young kids. And between 5 and 7 p.m. is when she sees her kids. But that, as we all know, is like the worst time to see a kid.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so she feels like the only time she can see them is when they're at their worst, and it's really stressful. And that's just so, it's got to be such a heartbreak, right? Because you look forward to seeing them, but you're also like, oh, maybe not. Anyway, so her question was, how can I make that less of a disaster? Those are not her words, but yeah.
Oh, poor thing. Then, those are the terrible hours of the day. I would try to take the stress out of dinner, whatever, like if you can. Go out to dinner more often if that's in your budget. I feel like that would be trying to make dinner during that time too would probably be really hard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like crock pot meals that get started way before, or hiring a chef if you can.
Personal chef.
Mm-hmm. Personal chef. So whatever other stresses you can take out, I would say dinner being one of those.
Totally. And it's hard because like what's the husband? I don't know if there's a husband. She didn't say she was a single mom, but like what can be done before she gets there? Like, can a bath be done? Which is kind of not that possible with little kids because then they get disgusting. But also, maybe you just let some stuff go. Maybe they're already bathed and they might be a little dirty but after dinner. But whatever. You can play a game or whatever. For me, walking home to into a house that's not clean really stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever you find is your hugest stressor, take that out.
Right. And then find what things... make your kids really excited. Like, what can you do that your kids really enjoy?
Yeah, like maybe you only serve them things they like for dinner. Yeah. They're probably not going to die if they just have things they
spaghetti
like all the time.
Every day. Yeah, it's true.
That's a hard season. So I would just say mainly, it won't always be like this. So hang in there.
Yeah. So this girl, Melissa, has one kid going to school next year who shares a room with her still homeschooled sister. Now, this hits close to my heart because this is going to be our situation, too. Unless, I don't know, now that we're going to have three rooms.
Okay.
All our kids are in one room right now. So my youngest is going to preschool next year. So he'll be up and out the door by 8. Our kids sleep in. Like, I'm talking 9 o'clock, 9:30. They sleep in every single day. So how do you get said sister out of the room or away? Without waking up the one that should probably be sleeping in for sanity's sake.
I love the idea of having them sleep in their clothes the night before so they can just wake up and walk out.
That's good.
But sometimes it's not necessarily the waking up, but all the rustling around and...
Right. Genius. It's done. It's solved. That was so smart. And, I mean, there shouldn't probably be an alarm in their room. You know, you have the alarm in your room and then you go quietly wake up the public school... daughter, you know.
Whenever I've let the kids have alarms in their room, it goes off at like 2 in the morning.
It's disastrous.
Yeah.
I know. It's disastrous. I would every night until the battery died have to go sneak in and turn off my son's alarm because he wanted to wake up at 6 a.m. and like, bless his heart. So.
Oh, man.
Okay. I don't know what sort of habits I'm teaching my kids.
Well, I mean... It's nice that he wanted to. Nice little try.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Mrs. Potts on Instagram.
From Beauty and the Beast?
Mm-hmm, the actual teapot wrote me. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
She wants to know how to get her kid in the car seat without it looking to the whole parking lot like she's abusing her son. Because he won't get in. She says, I have a wrestling match with him for like 10 minutes.
Oh, why are kids so annoying? Oh my goodness. A taser, probably. Like, right as you go out this door, just tase them. Then they're limp.
That's terrible. I remember one time my son, I've hardly ever seen him this mad. He was so mad that I wouldn't move my head. But he sits right behind me in the car, and he wanted to see out the window, and he didn't know why I wouldn't move my head. He thought I was being unreasonable.
Oh, man. And you were driving, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny. They don't make any sense.
They don't make any sense. Oh, I feel like this is just a stage, and she's got to push through it and have some sort of consequence or rewards or something. Or maybe before they leave the store, they need to talk about, this is what's coming up. Like, this is what I expect you to do. If you do it, you get a sticker.
I know. That part of me just really still irks me about parenting. Like, you should do it because it's the right thing to do.
I know.
No, but you're right. I mean, my thing is, I'm stronger than you. And I don't really care about your feelings. Did I ask you about your feelings? No, because I didn't ask you how you felt about this.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the car.
Right.
But I'm not that nice.
Yep, that's true. You're not.
But yeah, like a sticker chart, talk about it ahead of time, and then take them to the dollar store when they have 5 stickers.
Right, yeah. But she's got to stick with it, or it's going to be a battle that lasts longer than her sanity will allow.
Oh, and then it'll just be the next thing they don't feel like doing.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I had to stop saying, nobody cares about your feelings, because I started saying it so much because they had so many dumb feelings. Or I'd say, do you ask me if I feel like making you dinner? Nobody cares if I feel like making you dinner. I'm so ashamed of myself, but it's real life.
I know, the things that come out of our mouth. It's true.
I know. All right, your turn.
Okay, how do you teach your kids to do chores? She says, first off, I don't want to do it. I would rather clean all by myself. Peace and quiet, right? So she's saying she doesn't want to teach him to do the chores. At first, I thought she was saying that she doesn't want to do the chores, so she wants to get all her kids to do the chores, which, I mean, I would do that.
Can I tell you, my daughter yesterday said, she was so mad. This is what I said. I need you to do your laundry. That's all I said.
Yeah.
She said, I wish you would have left me at the orphanage. You just, number one, you were never in an orphanage, but that doesn't seem to matter. You only brought me here to be your maid. And I said, if I had brought you here to be my maid, I would have taken you back almost a decade ago because you're terrible at it. Do your laundry. That's all I said. I wish you would have left me at the orphanage.
She like pictures herself as little orphan Annie or something.
She sure does.
And she didn't get Daddy Warbucks.
Oh my gosh, she sure didn't. And can I tell you why I told her I wasn't going to do her laundry? It's because she just throws her clean clothes in the dirty clothes. And then we do it again.
Yeah.
And so I said, no, I'm not playing that game anymore.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Laundry was one of the, I think laundry is one of the great first chores for like starting a 7 or 8 year old. It's pretty foolproof if you keep your delicates out of there or whatever you don't want shrunk. But that's something I passed off to my daughter. And then my son unloads the dishwasher. Those were like the first two big chores we started with outside of clean up your room, you know, like things that help me around the house.
Yeah.
But she was saying, and this is where I can resonate with this too. It doesn't get done perfectly. Like the cups don't get put back where I would have put them back. They're in the right cabinet, but they're not stacked perfectly with like all the same colors in one row. The next ones. And so how do you just get over that and just...
Well, it's a character building thing. You're teaching them to help without complaining. Because if they complain at my house, then you get a second chore. Like, I got chores coming out of my ears. So you just, as many times as you want to complain, I got work for you.
That's right.
That's why I got you out of that orphanage.
That's right. It's a character issue for me, too, to let go of the perfectionism. That, yes, I could do this better, but... it's good for my kids to learn how to do it. And
yeah. Well, and I think also something I am learning is instead of like going in and seeing all the things they haven't done well, because that really freaks out my daughter. And she's like, well, I just am not as perfect as you and your standards are impossible. I'm like, oh, that's neat. But I do. I am a perfectionist. What I'm having problems with is not that it's not perfect. It's that it's like not even a little bit done.
Right.
But just to go in and be like, wow, you sure have been working hard in here. I see that you've made all kinds of progress. I see 3 things that aren't where they should be. Can you spot them or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's so hard though, because I want to be like, are you kidding me? She just puts everything under her mattress, like under her blanket, and she's made
her
bed.
Clean clothes.
Oh, everything. Water bottles. It doesn't matter.
Under her blanket.
She just makes her bed on top of all the junk and thinks I'm blind.
You need to go Miss Hannigan on her.
I know. I don't even remember what she did, but I need to watch that movie again.
That's your homework before next month.
I remember she drank a lot. That's all I remember.
Yes, she did. That's right.
Oh, I get it. Why get why now?
Yeah, I know.
And I always have to remind them every time, your bathroom is part of your bedroom. It's attached to your bedroom. Your bed is part of your bedroom. Your closet, part of your bedroom. And every time they're like, I know. And every time I remind them, like, why is your closet look like nothing happened? I forgot. I didn't know that was part of what you wanted me to do.
I think I got this idea from you, too, that you don't let your kids have TV until their list is done, right? Or their chores.
Yeah.
Did I get that from you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's so sad is my son always gets TV time, and my daughter very rarely. She's not going to know anything about pop culture at all.
Right. Well, speaking of that, so this is the saddest story. Yesterday at Camp Carpenter, they were talking about Beyonce or something. And my 8-year-old son says, well, who's Beyonce? And they told him is a singer. So anyways, they're retelling this story and they mentioned the word Beyonce. And I was like, who's Beyonce? You know, like I didn't know if they knew who she was.
Oh, I thought you didn't know who she was.
No, this is where the story gets sad, is because I said, well, who's Beyonce? Just like you would anytime your kid says something new and you want to know, do you know what that is?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, she's a singer. I was like, oh, okay. And then Jonah looks at me and he's like, I feel so much better knowing that you didn't know who she was, because I felt so dumb that I didn't know who she was.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
You didn't tell him, did you?
No, it did come out that I think Neil was like, you don't know who Beyonce is from the kitchen. I was like, Neil,
you're not helping.
And then Joe was like, I felt, bless his little heart. I don't know. Do I need to teach them about pop culture? I feel like those 8-year-olds should not know who Beyonce is. Why do they need to know?
They have older siblings, I think.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Jonah.
My 6-year-old has seen, everyone's going to judge me, but because we read the Harry Potter books, if you're not already judging me about that, judge me about this, that some of them are PG-13 and my 6-year-old's watched them.
Yeah.
So, I never in a million years would have thought that I was going to let my kids under 13 watch those, and I'm letting my 6-year-old. But it's only...
Why is it rated PG-13? What's in it?
I think they're getting older, right? And so, like, Ron and Hermione are together, but not, like, together.
They don't do anything, do they?
And I look up Common Sense Media and look at the parts that are questionable, and then my daughter even will hand me the remote when she knows it's about to come up, and we fast forward it. So, it's PG-13 with serious parameters and guardrails on there, but I don't know. I don't know.
We just started reading the Harry Potter series. I've never read them before. So we're doing them. We're doing audiobook with them. And we were going to watch the movies after each one. But I feel okay with that. I think I love Common Sense Media, though. I think we've talked about that before.
And I love VidAngel, which will filter it for you. But VidAngel, you can't do the Harry Potters on VidAngel.
Oh.
They're blocked.
So what are Ron and Hermione doing that you need to fast forward? Are they just kissing?
Well, it's actually Harry Potter and Hermione, because in the seventh Ron is having a vision of, he just sometimes thinks that Hermione likes Harry Potter, even though she doesn't. And so it's like a vision. It's not even real. And Voldemort, the bad guy, is making him think that they like each other.
But they're fully clothed, right? I'm picturing the worst.
Well, I don't know. I fast forwarded, but they said that it kind of it was like a vision. So it was kind of like dreamy and, you couldn't really see, but it almost looked like they didn't have clothes on. But again, I didn't see it.
Sure.
And it's only just for a second and it's not even real. It's very clearly fake and to make him feel bad. But okay. Again, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but isn't that narrator amazing on Harry Potter?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And that's why we decided to do the audiobook, because someone told me, I can't remember who, just how great the narrator is. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
We already do one read aloud chapter book at night, like before bed. And so I thought about starting them then, but I just wanted to really listen and enjoy it too. So,
oh yeah.
Which I do enjoy reading out loud, but it's not the same, you know, especially if there's going to be a good, yeah, it's awesome. We're
which one are you
it.
On?
Just the first one right now.
So good.
They get so, and it's good. Really fun for me too, because I've never read them. So this is all, I mean, I know the idea of it, but.
You're going to love it. I never cared and I always thought it was dumb. And I am such a fan.
I have judged you for this in the past, mm-hmm. for how big of a fan of Harry Potter you are. And I am so sorry.
No, it's very well written.
Yes.
Very funny.
Yes. I love it.
And then pretty soon your kids are going to be obsessed with which house they're in and then taking all the online quizzes.
I know. And I want to go to, like, where is it, Universal or is it Disney? Wait, where is the
Can I
Harry
tell you,
Potter?
I applied for a part-time nursing job so I could go to Harry Potter World.
Really?
I have so many problems. I'm obsessed with dogs and Harry Potters. No, I didn't. I didn't get it. I know.
It's where fine. Is the Harry Potter World, though? Is that in Florida?
There's one. I think there's one in both, but the one in Florida has, like, Diagon Alley, and the one in Florida is better.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to go to Ollivander's. Come on.
I don't even know what these places are yet.
The wand shop. So. That's where he got his wand.
Oh, he's just buying his supplies right now.
Oh,
so,
okay. So Diagon Alley is in there, and I want to see it. Obviously,
yeah.
It's not real, Emily. I know it's not real, but
well,
it's real
it is.
In my heart.
Exactly.
I'm such a nerd. Okay, so question.
Yep.
Lacey Steed is wondering about sleep training. Is it worth it? And I got to tell you, I don't remember. I don't remember any of that.
I've done all sorts of things with all of my kids. Jonah was like sleep trained by the book, like the, what is the Baby Wise books or whatever that are pretty controversial, I guess, which okay. I didn't know then, but
okay.
Like the cry it out sort of thing. And then I got lazier and lazier with each kid. So this one that we're about to have, it's different with your first too, because they're the schedule, you know, like with when you have more than one kid, it's almost impossible sometimes to do sleep training.
Okay.
And I think that can mean all sorts of things. The best advice I've ever gotten is your family needs to sleep in the places where everyone gets the most sleep.
Okay.
I was like, that was really freeing for me, because I was feeling guilty about my kids coming into my room and sleeping, like even just on the floor next to my bed.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this is setting up bad habits. I'm being a pushover. Like, this is not how I grew up. But we all get better sleep that way than if I were to get them, like walk them back to their bed every time that happened. Maybe they would quit that after a week, but that week would be torturous for me. And then who knows, it might start up again with another child. So we just, like, wherever our family sleeps best is where we're all going to sleep. So
okay.
I don't know. We probably won't do like the cry it out with this baby. Cause we also all sleep in really close quarters. So nobody would be getting good sleep if we did that.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I'm pretty sure I did do that. I mm-hmm. can't really remember. And they sleep trained my daughter at the orphanage. So
yeah, the orphanage. Yeah. Before she came to you. Yeah.
I don't know. I only did it the one time. It was a long time ago. All right.
I will tell you the one thing that I remember that I'll probably try to do with this baby is like the eat, wake, sleep cycle. Like the eat and then try to keep them awake. Not right away. Like not as they're newborns, but as they get older.
Yeah.
Like there's something about them falling asleep without like nursing or on a bottle that helps them learn how to fall asleep without you. So even if that's just you're rocking them first, but like something with the nursing, the eat, wake, sleep cycle, I remember being helpful.
All right.
Who knows?
Nobody knows. That's the thing. My encouragement is pretty soon you won't even know what happened.
Right. I know. Just do what works for you and feels good in your heart. Unless it's against the Bible. Then don't do it.
Don't do that. All right.
Can I update you on my book? Because this is the only place that I really talk about it.
Please.
So the last we talked, Zondervan had come out to visit me, and then I didn't know where things were going to go. So, but then they invited me out to Grand Rapids for a meet and greet.
No.
And was really exciting.
Did you
so
go?
I went and I did. Yeah. Neil came with me. It was like a date. It was so fun. I met the whole team and one guy walks in. They're like, this is the publisher. And I was like, what is a publisher? Like, what does that mean? He's like the big deal head guy, I guess. I found out later. So they were just all so sweet. We all sat around like a conference table and they had fruit and like I got to ask them questions. They got to hear my story and they just were so encouraging. I wish everyone could have an opportunity where someone just gushes over them for like half a day.
Oh, that's
like tells
so
them
good.
How great they are. So I went out to lunch with a potential editor that I'll be working with and that same marketing director who came out to visit me. So we all went out to lunch again and just talked about the writing process. And then they're like, before we can do anything, we need to sell this to our sales team in Zondervan. So we need a book proposal. So that's where I am right now is writing a book proposal, which has been so fun. The writing part.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying it. I have two chapters done. Very roughly done. But then this past week, she sent me what the book proposal needs to be, like what the outline, like a template for it. And it's things like, who is your target audience? What is the intro to your book going to be? What is your author bio, the short one and the long one? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
I have no idea. Like, I don't even really know what my book is about yet.
Okay.
So, anyways, it's super fun. And also, I think it's going to be a lot of work. But anyways, I just want to update you on where I am in the process. I'm writing and seeing where it goes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited for you. And I'm really excited that it's been such a good experience.
I know. I told Neil, though, that I kind of just want somebody to write like the bio for me and like tell me, like, it's hard to write about yourself and all your accomplishments and why you're fit to write about the topic you're writing about. And he's like, yeah, it was much easier when everyone was just gushing over you at Zondervan, wasn't it? I was like, yes, okay, it was.
Wow, so it's officially happening.
Well, I still don't have a contract because the sales team needs to see the book proposal. They need to know what is the book about so that they can like estimate how many copies they think they'll sell.
Okay.
And then that will determine the contract.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
I love it.
Yeah.
So good.
Thanks.
Yay. Okay. Well, I think we should be done.
Yeah. Let's finish this up.
Okay.
Let me just one more thing.
Okay.
I just don't want people to feel guilty if they also fast forward through the 3.5 minute intro song that you wrote for me.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. So what's your suggestion? Like, just,
I don't know. I don't know that there needs to be a suggestion. I would like to hear other people's feedback if they listen to it every time or if they also skip through it.
Can I tell you how many people ask me? Number one, am I the singer? No, I'm not. Did I write it? No, I didn't. But they asked me who did, and they love that song.
Okay, so maybe I'm just self-conscious about it. Maybe that's it. Now I fast forward because I don't want to listen to myself being idolized as Marilyn Manson. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I could make it like shorter and just do like a snippet.
Like just the chorus of it or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Just something to ask the audience about since this is their podcast.
All right. Maybe I'll try something new this time.
Okay. I just wanted you to have some more work, you know.
I appreciate it. You're not busy enough. I don't have anything to do right now.
No, I know.
Any other final criticisms of...
That's it.
Okay. Well, save them up for next one because I really don't want to miss any.
Will do. I'll write them down.
Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift.